by Handel, Bach, Purcell and Vivaldi. And then from the northwest we'll drop down to Hampshire for the first in a series of special concerts from various National Trust properties around the UK. The BBC Singers will join forces with St James's Baroque this afternoon for more Purcell and music by Locke, Turner and Blow. That's our Sunday concert live from The Vine in Hampshire at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But now with the time at 1 o'clock, a summary of the BBC News this lunchtime. It's read by John Shea.
The government is to announce more help this week for groups in Syria which are seeking to force President Assad from power. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, said the package of aid would go directly to the opposition and would include more equipment to help save lives. President Assad has told the Sunday Times that he blames Britain for having turned the struggle for power in his country into an armed conflict. He insisted that he would neither step down nor leave for a life in exile. Senior Conservatives have said they won't seek to revive the party's fortunes after coming third in the Eastleigh by-election by adopting policies that appeal to right-wing voters. David Cameron has ruled out such a move. Their coalition partners, the Liberal Democrats, have said they too will resist any move to the right. One of the most senior Islamist militants in North Africa is reported to have been killed in Mali. The Chadian army, which is supporting the French-led intervention against jihadists in the country, said Mokhtar Belmokhtar died in an attack on a base in the north of the country. Voters in Switzerland appear to have backed measures to limit the salaries of top managers. The first projections from the nationwide referendum indicate that 70% of those voting have said yes to the measures. The head of the United Nations Environment Programme has said the poaching of ivory and rhinoceros horn is at its highest level in decades. Achim Steiner was addressing an international meeting in Thailand of CITES, the World Agency for Protecting Endangered Species. A supply ship has arrived at the International Space Station after struggling to dock for several hours. The station's astronauts grabbed the capsule using a robotic arm. The ship is carrying 1 tonne of supplies and 640 seeds for use in research. And the weather. It'll be rather cloudy on the whole across the UK, although the cloud will be fairly thin in many areas, with some sunny spells possible almost anywhere. Tonight, it'll remain largely cloudy and dry. Temperatures will stay above freezing but may fall where clearer skies develop. The news and weather on BBC Radio 3 at 1:02.
John, thank you very much. Well, now on Radio 3, it's time for the Early Music Show. And live from Salford, on stage in Media City, let's join Catherine Bott.
Hello and welcome to BBC Media City in Salford for this special live edition of the Early Music Show to open Radio 3's Baroque Spring Season. Spring, the sweet spring, is the year's pleasant king. Well, I am cheating a bit with that opener, and I expect people will tell me I am. They'll all write in. Radio 3 listeners are nothing if not learned, but I know I'm ahead of you. It was written by Thomas Nash, who died in 1601, just as the period we now think of as the Baroque was tuning up for the first operas, pan-European music publishing, public concerts, and the invention of the orchestra. Well, Nash missed it all. But he did write one of the best ever poems about the sights and sounds of springtime. And here at Radio 3, we're hoping that Baroque Spring will make everyone want to sing Cuckoo, Jug Jug, Poo-wee, Tu-wit-a-woo. From now until April the 1st, Radio 3 presents a season of music and features designed to shed new light on a period when the likes of Purcell, Handel, Vivaldi and Bach composed some of the best-loved pieces of classical music. I'll tell you more later. But as those four gents happen to be our composers of the week throughout March, the Early Music Show is getting in, well, early, with top period band The English Concert playing live here in the studio. Let's start right away with the Red Priest himself and pretend we're in Venice as we hear Vivaldi's Concerto in B minor for four violins. Thank you.
Thank you.
very encouraging start to Baroque Spring as the English concert played Vivaldi's concerto RV8 580. The solo violinists were Nadia Zvina, Sophie Barber, Persephone Gibbs and Therese Timonet with cellist Joseph Crouch, all directed from the harpsichord by Lawrence Cummings, who will join me in a minute. But first, a heads up. This is the first event of a whole month of Baroque music, culture and comedy. Live music is a key part of the season, with concerts from National Trust properties, Baroque lunchtime concerts, Baroque remixed with the BBC Concert Orchestra at the Roundhouse in London, and Dance Baroque for Comic Relief in York on the 15th of March, Red Nose Day. I'd be failing in my duty if I didn't flag up the early music show's contribution. They can't leave us out to this glorious month. Every Saturday and Sunday lunchtime, Lucy Skeeping and I will be taking it in turn to bring you programmes with themes ranging from the Monteverdi Vespers to Lully and Louis. That's his great friend, the Sun King. I reckon that Baroque Spring is really satisfying a long-felt want. And I can't resist sharing with you another heads-up from a well-known listing magazine welcoming the Baroque Bug striking Radio 3. Apparently, we can all look forward to a good wallow in a miasma of 17th and 18th century music. Sharp intake of breath there. I have to tell you, at the early music show, we are not at home to Mr. Miasma and his noxious vapours, but it does make me think, what would be a good word to sum up Baroque? And to help me with this, I need Lawrence Cummings to leave his comfy chair by the harpsichord. Join me at the microphone. Welcome, Lawrence.
Now,
can I put you on the spot for the end of the programme?
Okay.
Nervously. A single word, not miasma, obviously, to sum up Baroque. It would be great.
Okay, if you could by come the up. End of the programme?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
No pressure at all.
No pressure. Okay, good.
But I think as we are the early music show, we should begin by talking about what is Baroque in more than one word. I mean, it actually comes from a word that means irregular, doesn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yes. It's and it's often associated with irregular pearls, and I think that's a wonderful thing for us, that the idea of jewels, because obviously it was a time in art and architecture where things were exploding. And you look at Baroque painting, and it's so wonderful. There's so much going on. And it really is bejeweled. There are so many different colours, so many different flashes of inspiration. And I think that's very much present in the music.
Well, I watched, I expect lots of people here did too, I watched Waldemar Januszczak on BBC Two last night. And he was getting to the end of his journey, which he rather cleverly and topically called From St. Peter to St. Paul. So he'd started at St. Peter's in Rome and ended up telling us all sorts of secret bits that you wouldn't think of to look at. With Christopher Wren's St. Paul's Cathedral in London, a classic Baroque building. And I jotted down a couple of useful sound bites. He said, it's the first art movement, the Baroque, to realise that being good wasn't enough. You had to think big and get out and grab an audience.
Absolutely. I mean, as practitioners of historical performance, we obviously bury our heads in books when we study. And try and learn how to do the trill exactly the way that they used to do it, tune our instruments the right way, use the right strings, the right bows, the right reeds, and the right sort of key work on the wind instruments. But actually, when you read deeper into the treatises, what they always finish by saying is the duty of the performer is to move the soul of the listener. And of course, that is what our job is really, primarily. So although we try and get all the things right and in the right order, that's sort of the first step. But of course, just as that quotation said, being good is not good enough. We need to absolutely exhilarate, excite you, move you, and leave you changed and hopefully changed for the better.
Well, I must say, Lawrence, I really enjoyed that moment of solemnity, as you said, when we are discussing Baroque music, we are very correct. But you can't keep that up for long. I mean, you and notably all the members of the English concert really can be seen to enjoy this music. You don't get tired of it.
No, absolutely. And I mean, it's Bach's son, Carl Philipp Emanuel, writes that unless you yourself experience the music and show that you're experiencing the emotion as you play it, how else can you expect the listener to be moved and enjoy it too? And I think that's very much, hopefully, our style, that we really love and relish the opportunity to play this fabulous music.
Well, just before you go, another wonderful little phrase from Waldemar last night, the Baroque squiggling its way through the 17th century. You're going to squiggle back to your harpsichord in a minute to play a Purcell Chaconnay. Can you just Tell me, I think I know, but tell me in your more articulate words why chaconnies and ground-based pieces are such fun to play.
Well, obviously, the chaconnie is on a ground bass, as you've said, and that repeats and repeats and repeats. And they're very much associated with theatre music, and Purcell was a man of the theatre as well as being a man of the church, of course. And it really leaps off the page because he does so many subtle things with the harmonies and with the melodic invention as the piece goes through. We're not exactly sure what the piece was written for, but it seems to me it's probably written for as incidental music for a play because it really smacks of this theatrical world. And the intensity of the key G minor is also already there. We're straight into the melancholic strains. And then occasionally we drift into the major and we find the sweetness. And then, oh gosh, we're taken back into the sort of drama of G minor. And then we're left feeling very, very wistful indeed.
I think I better say take it away, Lawrence, and the English concert. Do you need to tune a little bit, or are you okay? Of course you are. Right, the English concert, play Purcell's Chaconnie in G minor.
Thank you.
A drama in under 5 minutes from Henry Purcell. Lawrence Cummings directing the English concert in the Chaconne by Purcell, live here at BBC Media City in Salford for today's special early music show with me, Catherine Bott, to introduce the Radio 3 Baroque Spring season. Well, there's something for everyone coming up over the next 4 weeks, and you can tell just how much fun everyone at Radio 3 headquarters has had preparing this, because they've reopened a special department, which I call the Department of Telling Titles and Allusive Alliteration. So here we are. Baroque Busted, for example. Three programmes hosted by Sarah Moore-Peach, who will have Baroque experts on hand to answer your questions, or Baroque Bites with Simon Hayes in Essential Classics. Then we have Back to Back Bach every morning, which it does what it says on the tin, and a very splendid tin it is too, your daily dose of the 48 preludes and fugues from the Well-Tempered Clavier. That's in the breakfast show. On In Tune, you can baroque yourself with, among others, trumpeter Alison Balsam and harpsichordist Mahan Esfahani, on-air masterclasses from the finest musicians. The season's not going to be all about period instruments and authenticity, though. We have Baroque Remixed with Lauren Laverne. That sounds intriguing. On 11th of March, she and the BBC Concert Orchestra will be live at the Roundhouse in London, joined by Will Gregory of Goldfrapp and the finalists of the Baroque Remixed Talent Search. Not forgetting our enthusiastic involvement with Red Nose Day on March the 15th, when there'll be, and it had to come up, didn't it, Baroque Around the Clock. And various presenters vying with each other to... Well, actually, I've just remembered, I'm not allowed to tell you anymore, but they really are vying with each other, I can promise you that. Full details of all the Baroque Spring programmes will be available 1 week before broadcast on the schedule pages of the Radio 3 website. And after the next piece of music, I will tell you a bit more about how you can join in with social media and all those exciting newfangled things that weren't invented in the Baroque period. Let's have some more music now. A concerto by Bach, in which violas da gamba, cello and violone dance through three movements, never contrived, always thrilling, emotionally as well as intellectually engaging. The English concert plays Bach's sixth Brandenburg Concerto. Thank you. Brandenburg 6, as musicians call it, by Bach. The violin's enjoying a bit of a breather to listen to viola players Alfonso Leal de Ojo and Louise Hogan, gamba players Piroska Baranje and Emily Ashton, cellist Joseph Crouch and violone player Peter McCarthy. And the violins, as you can hear, are now coming back in. Do feel free to tune, members of the English Concerts, while I do a bit of housekeeping. Now, a musician for whom Bach is the very essence of music is, of course, Sir John Eliot Gardner. So I'm delighted to tell you that he'll be presenting a television documentary on BBC Two about the genius of Bach. And on Easter Monday, April the 1st, he'll be leading a day of performances and discussion about Bach live at the Royal Albert Hall to close the Radio 3 Baroque Spring season. Another distinguished member of the Baroque Spring cast is the actor Dominic West, who will be reading a daily poem from the Baroque era. The poet and priest George Herbert, who died on March the 1st, 1633, was born on April the 3rd, 1593. So as my own personal contribution to Baroque Spring, I'm posting a line or two from his works every day on Twitter. I'm at Catherine J. Bott if you want to take a look. As you'd expect, this season of Splendours isn't all about passive listening, so there will be several ways to join in and make your own contribution. For information on it all, you can go to www.bbc.co.uk/baroquespring, which is all one word. You can email comments and questions to baroquespring@bbc.co.uk. And if you are a keen Twitterer, it's at BBC Radio 3 with the hashtag baroquespring. Perhaps you too would like to come up with your favourite all-embracing word to express what Baroque means to you. Come over, Lawrence. Have you thought of your word?
I have been concentrating on the programme, honestly, but I have thought of a word. Several went through my head as the programme was flashing by, but exuberance for me.
The exuberance of the Baroque. Right. Thank you very much, Lawrence Cummings.
Thank you.
Back to your harpsichord now. It's all work and no play for you. Right. The violins are back in place. And Lawrence Cummings is going to direct our last piece of music in this programme, Handel's Concerto Grosso in A major, Opus 6, number 11.
Thank you. Thank you.
Handel, the English concert, and Lawrence Cummings, a match made in exuberance heaven. Thank you, Lawrence. And Handel is the first of our four Baroque Spring Composers of the Week, starting at midday on Monday with Donald MacLeod and his guest Handel biographer Jonathan Keats. Time for us to go now and make way for the first in a series of live concerts from National Trust Historic Buildings. So, time to say goodbye from me, the Early Music Show's Catherine Bott in Salford, and hello to Radio 3's Katie Derham at the Vine in Hampshire.
Catherine, thank you, and hello to you too. Welcome to the first of these five live Sunday concerts being given as part of Radio 3's month-long celebration of everything Baroque, Baroque Spring. As you heard this afternoon, we are in the Stone Gallery at the Vine, which is one of those beautiful National Trust houses around the country. We're in the Hampshire countryside today. More about the house, its extraordinary history and the wonderful treasures during the interval of today's concert. But for the music itself, we're going to launch this Sunday series firmly in our own land with a programme of 17th century church music from the likes of John Blow, Pelham Humphrey, and arguably the greatest English composer of the Baroque period, England's Orpheus himself, Henry Purcell. Squeezed, well, rather cosily into the space behind me here at the Vine are a 10-part consort from the BBC Singers, a string ensemble from St James's Baroque, led by Claire Salomon, the organist James McVinney, and the lutenist David Miller. They're directed by David Hill, and they're about to perform pieces by Purcell and his friends and contemporaries and by some of his lesser-known musical forebears. But we're going to launch this concert with a famous and remarkable anthem by the great man himself. It sets the words from the Song of Solomon, and it's a hymn in praise of spring. When the rain is gone, the birds are singing, and the vines come into bloom, and the voice of the turtle can be heard, an extraordinary image which Purcell cloaks in some unusually chromatic music. So, to perform My Beloved Spake by Henry Purcell, here's David Hill to conduct the BBC Singers.
Spare!